Researchers at Upstate Medical University in Syracuse have joined those at the Walter Reed Army Research Institute in Maryland in advancing a novel approach to treating heroin addiction. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, they hope a heroin vaccine can be a factor in the fight against opioid addiction.
In studies on mice, an experimental vaccine essentially creates antibodies that prevent the effects of heroin from reaching the brain, so there's no high. Since it's a vaccine, it could last for several weeks, and that would make it valuable as part of a treatment strategy for someone addicted to heroin, according to co-investigator Timothy Endy from Upstate.
This is not a cure for addiction. This is actually just one tool in a toolbox to help people into recovery and treating their addiction disorder.
Researchers at Walter Reed have been working on this vaccine for a while. A $3.7 million federal grant will fund the next step, production of the vaccine and preliminary safety testing. The final step would be a clinical trial with human volunteers at Upstate, led by Dr. Stephen Thomas. He says it's not clear yet who would be a good candidate for this treatment.
One potential scenario would be somebody who has a substance abuse disorder who has entered into recovery and has made a choice to enter into recovery. They could get this vaccine, and again, it would be one tool to help them among other tools.
Researchers say the more treatment options available to individuals with addiction disorders, the greater the chance of successfully fighting the nation's opioid crisis. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.